Hello.
What's up?
Good morning, campers.
Hey, yo.
Good morning, my neighbor.
Good morning.
Let's make some wake up juice.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Haitland, Brian Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Join us now on the Meyer Supercenter guest line, Chicago Bears sideline reporter for our opponent preview on Thanksgiving Day, Mark Grody. You can find him on Twitter at Mark Grody Sports. Mark, my friend, first and foremost, happy Thanksgiving to you. How are you? How's life? How are things?
Things are great, Anthony. Been a wild week at Hallis Hall with the Bears train, but all good with me personally, and happy Thanksgiving to you. And looking forward to, like you said, Bears and Lions on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, this is this is really something. A 12:30 kickoff, so coming up here in just a few hours from now. And Mark, this Chicago Bears team that was 3-2 to begin the year has gone on a slide. And if anybody knows anything about slides, it's our beloved Detroit Lions. But five straight losses. What seems to be the reason behind that, or is there one particular cause that you can point to?
Well, I mean, yeah, there's obviously all sorts of things, but one of the areas that has not necessarily been expected to be bad for the Bears this year has been the defense, where they have had some serious breakdowns at the ends of games. They had a huge botching of a coverage against Baltimore. Just a few plays after it looked like the Bears had won their game against Baltimore at Soldier Field last week on a Marquise Goodwin bomb. And then the Bears defense, which has been, their identity since 2018, just blew it towards the end. And we've seen that multiple times this year from the Bears defense. And that was the big deal last week for sure. Opposing teams running backs have had their way with the Bears defense. Again, these are things that we didn't think that we would be talking about. And then, the offense is forever a work in progress for the Bears. And, with the change at quarterback from Andy Dalton to Justin Fields against Cleveland and watching that progression, it's mostly been a rough ride for Justin Fields, except for a couple of quarters, a couple of throws here and there. I mean, his best game was the Pittsburgh game, which was 2 weeks ago for Justin Fields, where he led a drive in the final 2 minutes to temporarily overtake the lead. But then again, back to what I said initially, Pittsburgh then drove on the Bears defense and ended up winning that game. So it has been from all parts of this Bears team, there have been big time struggles, and it's not like there's any mystery as to how they have lost five in a row. Nothing has been flukish about it. Their defense in the clutch has been poor, and the offense is like, really, it feels like play to play at this point in terms of their production.
One of the big things when the Bears had drafted Justin Fields, and there was some talk, some Detroit fans had wanted Justin Fields at quarterback, and I looked at the roster, and you look at it going in, you're like, I don't want to put a young person in this kind of position where he can't be successful. And I thought Chicago did the right thing by starting Andy Dalton, and then, the injuries and everything else take place, then Justin Fields is in the lineup, and now Justin Fields is out of the lineup because he's got the rib injury, so he's been ruled out. Andy Dalton will get the start here in a couple of hours. And I guess just the management of Justin Fields, a guy in a he's just a rookie. I wasn't really sure what to expect out of the Bears going into this year. Have they handled that position correctly, in your opinion?
Well, that's a great question, and I don't know. There is a report that we're following up on, as a matter of fact, and I have no reason to disbelieve it. It's actually one of my colleagues, a guy by the name of Hub Arkis from Pro Football Weekly and from 670 The Score, my radio station, and he is saying that the switch to Justin Fields came from the tippy top. It came from the chairman of the Bears, George McCaskey, that he was the one that wanted to see Justin Fields become the Bears starting quarterback. So that happened in the Bears' third game. It was at Cleveland, and he was crushed. Sacked double digit times in that game with Justin Fields, or maybe it was one or two off of that, but it was a rough ride for him. I think that, to to more answer your question, as they handled it the right way, I think the template was good in training camp to where, okay, we've got the veteran, Andy Dalton. There are things that Justin Fields still needs to learn. And the one thing they said about Justin Fields was, we'll know it when we see it. And we want to give him a little bit of time on the sideline to learn from Andy Dalton. And I always thought all along, of course, eventually Justin Fields would become the quarterback. I did not think it was going to happen in week three. And now we learn that Matt Nagy, the head coach, did not necessarily want Justin Fields to be the starting quarterback this soon. They all wanted him to be. They all understand that he is the future of the franchise. They just, for some justifiable reasons, they wanted to give Justin Fields a little cooling off period before they just threw him to the wolves.
And you go, you mentioned that Cleveland game, and I remember that distinctly. I mean, he was sacked 9 times, hit 15 times. He looked like a tackling dummy out there. And Matt Nagy, he was under a lot of fire, right? I mean, you know, national media were asking, you know, why did they do this with Justin Fields? Why would they put him in that position? Why didn't they scheme? You know, they didn't do anything from a scheme standpoint to help that young man out. And if it came from the top, it's like, man, that's a very interesting wrinkle in the season that is the 2021 Chicago Bears, a team that, let's face it, right now just riddled with injuries, and a lot of teams are. But when you take a guy like Khalil Mack and Danny Trevathan, you take those guys off the field. Allen Robinson, questionable. Darnell Mooney, questionable. Duke Shelley, injured reserve. You know, it's just like, my goodness, this team is just like the walking wounded. It's honestly like, who can field 11 guys on either side of the ball might win this thing later on today.
Yeah, I mean, and also I'll add one for you today. We've also learned that Akiem Hicks will be out again for the game today. You're right, and we probably didn't take that into account enough last week in the Baltimore game when those huge defensive breakdowns occurred, as you mentioned. You know, no Khalil Mack, but Roquan Smith and Robert Quinn playing like absolute men out there. Those two guys were great. Quinn had 3.5 sacks, and Roquan Smith had like 17 or 18 tackles in the game. I mean, he's going to be in the conversation for All-Pro probably this year. I will say this, though, that even though all these injuries exist for the Bears, the problems with the Bears are not because of the injuries. They ain't helping. They're not helping their cause now. And the winning streak, the 5-game losing streak may be extended today, and perhaps now we could blame injuries on some of that. But these breakdowns on the Bears defense, where we see so many of the injuries have occurred, you know, prior to that. And even the offensive ones, you know, Allen Robinson, as you mentioned, doubtful, and Darnell Mooney, and, you know, even when the offense was completely healthy, these issues were occurring. So in other words, I am not comfortable giving the Bears a pass because of injuries.
I love that. Yeah, it's not the reason, but it ain't helping. That's a great line right there. You know, the Bears already struck once, at Soldier Field, 24-14. They picked up the victory. It's victory number 2 for Chicago this year. If it is a loss today for Chicago, what then, I guess, what happens next? Because Matt Nagy's name has been thrown around a lot. You know, everybody is always so quick to pull the trigger on the coach and let's fire everybody and, you know, hit that reset button. And, you know, everybody thinks you're just going to hire somebody new and they're going to take you, you know, to the promised land. But what happens next? Does that furnace heat get turned up a little bit? Is the water now boiling if it's a loss today against Detroit?
Well, let me give you a little timeline here, Anthony, because that's a great question, and one that we are all waiting to see play out and what the answer will be, because this week there was a local report that said that Matt Nagy will coach his last game for the Bears on Thanksgiving in Detroit. And I'm going on quoting the writer's name. It's Mark Conkle, with an outlet called Patch.com, which works mostly in the Chicago suburbs. And he says, quote, a top source with knowledge of the decision told Patch.com that Nagy was informed of his pending post-Turkey Day termination on Monday, the source said, close quote. And now this is me talking. Then when we talked to Matt Nagy, Matt Nagy, the Bears head coach, said that report is inaccurate. However, when Nagy was then, because we had about 10 or 11 more questions from Matt Nagy, when he was then asked, do you then have assurance that your job is safe for the rest of the year? He dodged the question and said, hey, we're just focused on Detroit. So that leaves it totally and completely ambiguous. It has been all the talk this week. Is that story true? Is it true that it's inaccurate? So it is possible, win or lose, Phil, that Matt Nagy could be out as the Bears head coach after this game today.
Turkey Day termination. What great alliteration used right there. I mean, my goodness, what a headline there. He's Mark Grody. He runs the sidelines there for the Chicago Bears. You can also find him on 670 The Score. You can find him on Twitter at Mark Grody Sports. Mark, thank you so much for taking the time for a little opponent preview, and enjoy the game today between the Lions and the Bears, a Thanksgiving tradition.
My pleasure, Anthony. I'll talk to you soon.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name-brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations across Michigan. You're going to want to look into that unlimited monthly pass that I use. Superfly Hayes, my producer, uses it. I can get my SUV washed as often as I like for one low price. You can sign up today. Just go to MrCarWash.com or stop by your local Mr. Car Wash location here in Michigan for the one close to you. And to get that unlimited pass, go to MrCarWash.com.
My mom's implants after breast cancer made her sicker than chemotherapy.
Breast implants permanently disabled my daughter.
I breastfed with implants. It made my baby sick.
Breast implants caused my wife's cancer.
My friend died because of her implants. Turns out they were recalled.
You probably know someone who was harmed by breast implants. For more information about this public service announcement, please visit www.dangerousimplants.com.
Bill Simonson here for the Van Andel Institute in downtown Grand Rapids. They're world-renowned for their cancer and Parkinson's research. And the Van Andel Institute's Purple Community is an extension to every community in Michigan and across America to raise awareness and money to help cancer and Parkinson's research. If you'd like to put together a Purple Community event where you live or where you work, go to purplecommunity.vai.org.